Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tina Titzy is South Dakota Emergency Operations Director, and she joins us today for an update from the State Emergency Operations Director, Operations Center, in Pierre. Tina, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Lori.
Give us an idea of how South Dakota fared over the weekend, and then let's talk about the week ahead.
Sure. Yes, this weekend we were busy supporting operations locally. Some of those operations were National Guard HIPPO vehicles that were transporting water down to the tribal areas that had a water line break. And we also had some requests for additional sandbags and pumps in various counties. So we continue to support a number of counties.
And when we look at a Monday and the week ahead, what are some of the high-risk areas in the state? What do you have your focus on?
Certainly. Our main focus right now, in addition to just the ones that we continue to support, is also the city of Watertown. We continue to work with weather modelers and those that can do flood inundation mapping. Today we had another round of calls with them, and it's actually looking better than we were anticipating for the city of Watertown. However, we still do have the Corps of Engineers working with them on any low-lying areas that they may need to protect. So we'll continue to work with them as well.
Can you be more specific about what that collaboration looks like?
Sure. So the collaboration with the modelers is to identify areas in Watertown where the water might get hung up or as the snow melts, some of those low-lying areas. And then the coordination with the Army Corps is directly assisting the city of Watertown and their officials with any low-lying areas that might need, for instance, a HESCO barrier and any other barriers, sandbag-type barriers that might protect low-lying areas. So they're identifying those with the help of technical assistance from the Army Corps.
All right. I don't know what a HESCO barrier is. What is that?
Sure. So it's a large device, basically, that they're able to just dump dirt into, and it saves you a lot of time compared to, like, the small sandbags where you have to stack those. So the HESCO barrier is one that we use in large reaches. It was seen in the 2011 flood in some areas where we had to do a large area and protect it. So it holds the sand much like a sandbag, but it's in huge volumes.
All right. What's the risk for the city of Watertown?
That is being evaluated locally. I know there's a few low-lying areas that they are looking at protecting. So specifically what those structures are, I don't have that here. But that's why we sent the Corps up to work one-on-one with the city officials. And I know that their mayor was heavily involved in the 2011 flooding and is an engineer. So she's working with them and her local officials to identify those areas that need protected potentially.
Talk a little bit about the situation, if you will, with the melt from the Black Hills and what we're seeing in Pine Ridge and in the Rosebud with in Todd County with the dam breakage there. You mentioned folks, you know, trying to just get water and get supplies to those people. What else can you tell us about what's happening on the ground there?
Certainly. So we have now two teams of swift water rescue individuals, and they're there with a boat in case there is areas that are hard to access in Ogallala, Lakota County. So they're working with them as needed to do welfare checks or move individuals out of low-lying areas. We did heavily monitor the dam break that you mentioned. It ended up not causing significant rise in any water. It was a fairly small dam, and so there was very little impacts to that. But we continued to watch that and see any impacts that it would have down into the Niobrara River area there. So just continue to support those areas. We did have the reason for the National Guard HIPPOs and the hauling of water is we did have a line break, and they did get that fixed now, but they're in the process of getting it back online in terms of flushing it and things of that nature. So the National Guard HIPPOs will stay there as needed for another day or two.
Do we have National Guard members out anywhere else in the state providing assistance? What's the deployment like right now there?
The main operation of the National Guard is just with the water hauling and the HIPPOs. That is the only place that we needed them at this time, but we'll continue to use them as needed.
Let's look at the situation ahead with, you know, state highways, the roads and the bridges and the infrastructure. As so much is underwater, then what happens next, you know, as that water recedes as far as assessing safety and reopening areas? What's that process like?
Sure. Yeah, as you said, there is a lot of local roads, especially that are impacted and underwater. So people should definitely check Safe Travel USA if they go out and travel. But the process there is, we right now are working with FEMA, and they understand that this is an ongoing incident for South Dakota. So that incident period, as we call it, is open with them, and we need to see the waters, the snow melt and the water recede, to see what we have for damages. And then locally, we'll work with the counties and the tribes to assess what damages are on these roads, and then we'll gather that information and see if it is something that qualifies us for federal assistance by asking FEMA for a declaration.
So what I'm wondering, and maybe you can just tell me who the right person to ask if it doesn't happen to be you, but I'm trying to get at this idea of, you know, people are, you know, anxious to get a road open, and once the barriers are gone, they feel like it's safe. Who is assessing, and how are those decisions made as far as whether passage of something is safe on, say, a state highway?
Sure. So if it's a state highway or the interstate, then that would be through DOT channels, Department of Transportation. But all of the township and county roads, then that would be up to the local officials, such as the highway superintendent there locally. They would make that decision.
Okay. So what else are you monitoring right now in the operations center?
Sure. So in the operations center, we have a number of state agencies and federal agencies here. We stand by just to assist individuals. And at the same time, we are starting to gather local disaster declarations as counties and tribes are declaring those. And right now we're at about 18 total, and we expect that we'll probably have about 30 when all is said and done. But we just continue to work with them on documenting their damages and make sure they understand the process. So we're also working what we need to potentially ask FEMA for assistance as well, for public assistance, like our roads and bridges, culverts, things of that nature.
Okay, so 18 total local disaster declarations. Do I understand that correctly?
Correct. Yep. So far, we know that some are just too busy to do it yet. So that we'll get more.
All right. So what what happens after that local declaration is made?
Sure. So once the incident basically comes to an end, then we have 30 days to ask FEMA for assistance. So we are already working with county emergency managers to start gathering information on damages. And we will send out a team joint between us and FEMA officials to work with them to collect that information and then, again, make the decision if we're able to ask FEMA for a declaration, a federal deck.
So let's wrap with this and this notion of sort of people trying to navigate this on a personal human level, you know, beyond sort of collecting of data and making sure that the FEMA money is accessible. You know, what's your message to people as far as getting the information that they need and really being safe?
Sure. So we really tried to message that they take photos of their damages, that individuals that have home damages don't wait to do the cleanup. We don't want mold to spread and things of that nature. So they can document that. Unfortunately, in South Dakota, very difficult for us to get individual assistance from FEMA, but it is something that we'll assess and certainly try for. So the federal assistance that I speak of is mainly public assistance for the roads and bridges, but we want to hear that information. That information from individuals should go to their county emergency manager.
Tina Titsy is South Dakota Emergency Operations Director. Anything else, Tina, that you wanted to make sure that you say to folks before we let you go?
Sure. We have an sdresponse.gov website that we are putting information out that would be helpful to individual homeowners as well.
All right. sdresponse.gov. We'll put a link up to that on our website as well after today's program. Tina, thank you so much for your help. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.